Yesterday we went to Office Max. Now Office Max was having a sale. The sale on covers of CDs. They were 100 for $12. And if you send in the coupons, you get your $12 back. All right? So Father Martin told me about this big sale. And it was my big thing yesterday that we're going to beat the system. All right? See, I'm my mother's son when it comes to money. I don't really save very much of it, but if I can get a buy, I'll go 18 hours to get a buy. Waste all my money on gas, but that's okay. But you get some satisfaction getting a buy. I do anyway. So I said, yesterday it was like, as the Irish say, it was pouring out of the heavens. It was pouring out of the heavens yesterday. It was awful. But I said, you know, I'm going to go. And so I roped some people to come along with me. And we went to Office Max. We picked up our little cards that were waiting for us. And also, we went to buy the covers of the CDs. All right? Interesting, right? And so we buy them. We have four of them. And we go to the front desk, and we meet this young kid. I forget his first name. What was his first name? Benjamin. Benjamin. Okay. I said, what's your name? He says, I'm Ben. I said, hi, Ben. I said, Jesus loves you. He said, yeah, that's what they tell me. That was his answer. That's what they tell me. And I said, oh, he really does love you. And we went on, and he said, you know, I've not been very religious. And I said, neither am I religious. And I guess he looked at me weirdly, that here I am, a priest, not religious. I said, oh, yeah, there's a difference between being religious and being faithful. The Pharisees were religious. They walked around with all their religion, but they had nothing to do with Jesus or faith. So I said, you can be the most religious person in the world and go to hell. I didn't say all these things, but I said, I'm not religious too. And the kid kind of gawked at me. He says, yeah, he says, I never went to church. He says, I used to pull tantrums when I was a child, and my mother never took me. So I don't know anything about church. So I said, I just want you to know Jesus really loves you. He says, yeah, that's what they tell me. And I said, you know, if you ever get in trouble, just call out on his name. Help! Jesus, help! I said, he'll come running. I said, he'll come running. And we bought a box of cards, like 10,000 cards. And I said, take the one on the box. I said, if you ever want to listen to me on radio, I'd love for you to listen on radio. He said, I listen to radio all the time. I said, well, listen to me. And so he was a very kind boy, beautiful child, you know. And we went home, and then we had to fill out our coupons, call it what you want, depending upon where you come from, in the world. And so Rose took the initiative of filling out these coupons, and it took like an hour because you had to fill two of them out and send them to two parts of the world, one to El Paso, Texas, and the other to Florida someplace. So crazy, you know. In other words, they make it difficult so you won't get your $12 back. They're not stupid. In other words, there's no free lunch, Tamru Francis. You know, I have always said, no free lunch. It's true. There's no free lunch. If you think there's a free lunch, you've been deceived. There's always a catch. But no one was going to get us to stop. We've got Rose doing the thing. We get 8 envelopes, 8 stamps. We're getting our $12 back times 4, $48. We pay nothing for these foolish things. Next week, we'll go back and buy more. I'll give Rose the job of filling things out. She doesn't mind doing that. We'll give other addresses for people. And I don't care if they keep the money. It's just kind of imagine getting $12 for free. Anyway, so when I got home, she was filling out the things, and I have whole envelopes of tapes that, you know, most ministries, what they do with their tapes is they sell them. I give them away. There's something wrong with that picture, but that's okay. You know, I kind of think it's kind of a good picture. you know, we don't, we, you know, I went to Florida and I sold them and I gave the money to Maria. And then at the end, because we had like about four boxes left, I said to the people, you can just take them. And in 10 minutes, they were gone. Hey, listen, it's the word of God that's going in their houses. Isn't that wonderful? People say, but what about the money for the ministry? Listen, God watches all that stuff. He'll give it back to me. That's God. I carried 500 tapes in the airport, heavy as can be. I had marks on my hands, and it wasn't the stigmata. It's true. The point is, I didn't come home with one tape. 500 tapes went out. So I came home. I said, I'm sending Benjamin a box of tapes. Oh, yeah. You think I'm just going to plant a seed? I'm going to water it now. It's good news. It's got to go out. Now, he can get that box of tapes and throw it in the bucket. That's the chance I take. But you know what? It's no chance at all. Because I did it in faith. And I did it because I care for this kid. And I did it because I don't want to see this kid be without Jesus. It wasn't very big. Ron made the tapes. I didn't do anything. I just spoke and put an address on it. That's all I did. Well, you know. Well, the point is, Ben is going to get the tapes. That's all. He might never write me. He might never see me. That's okay. I don't have to hear from him. I did what I needed to do. The gospel is good news. It's got to go out. You've got to find opportunities to have it go out. I'm going to tell you, it doesn't come in big packages. When I first got converted, you know what I used to do? I'm going to tell you what I did. I used to get a good tape that someone made, and I used to record it from one tape recorder to the next and send them to priests. It took me hours. It took me hours to do them. Now we've got duplicators that do it in 2 minutes. But I believe God saw the effort that I made in 1968 and 69 and said, you know what? I'm going to enhance this gift. It didn't start off with duplicators. It started off by taping from one tape recorder to another with the little jacks. The recordings were awful, but, and I don't know if the priests ever listened. But that wasn't my business. You see, it doesn't all come in one big package. It starts very small. But God rewards faith. And we don't, you know, we don't just go out of our way. Just a little bit out of our way. Ryan and I were in the middle of Salem, Massachusetts last week. And we're on our way into a store, and all of a sudden, you know, I felt a song coming on. I start singing, oh, the blood of Jesus. This is the middle of Salem. Yeah. There's a little guy on a bicycle. He came riding toward me. I said, either he loves me or hates me. Has to be one or the other, was my thought. And the little guy came, and you know, and he said, are you a Christian? I said, yes, I'm a Christian. I said, I'm also a priest. I'm a Catholic. He said, I love Jesus. You could tell that the guy was as drunk as a skunk. He was as drunk as a skunk. When I was talking, he was falling asleep. And I said to him, Jeffrey, you cannot be on that bicycle. You're going to kill yourself. Walk the bicycle home. You need to go to a meeting tonight. He starts crying with shame. And I said, Jeffrey, you don't have to be ashamed. We love you. We don't want to see anything happen to you. Get to a meeting tonight. He said, if I ever went to my church, I couldn't go to my church. I said to myself, he probably couldn't come 2 hours either. He'd be thrown out. Be thrown out. But here's Jesus suffering, really on the streets. Now, maybe nothing will come out of that. Maybe when he woke up, he'll never remember it because he was so drunk. And he'd say, why do I have this paper in my pocket that says, Father Tom, 993 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass., 02152. I have no idea. You see, because when you're drunk like that, sometimes you black out. Well, it's not my problem. My problem is to pray for him and to do what we did. That's all. If he calls me, isn't that wonderful? If he doesn't, he's in the Lord's hands. Just to go out of the way, just a little bit, doesn't take much. We had a little girl. The mother called me several months ago. This little girl had heart condition. I have no idea about heart conditions. It can be on a scale of 1 to 10. She called Sue up this week, the mother, and said, the little girl is a miracle. Children's Hospital declared the little girl a miracle. I had no idea that when I prayed with this little girl, I remember it was a rainy day, the mother's head was all wet, the baby was hugging the mother, was afraid of me. The mother said, I took her in my arms, I prayed with her, I gave her back, I prayed a little longer. She was scheduled to die. She was scheduled never to talk and never to walk. She's not only walking, her grandmother said she's dancing. She's talking. The doctors have claimed it is a miracle. They don't know whatever happened to this baby. They're going to start giving the baby new tests because the baby should be dead. What does it take just to love? It really doesn't take much. I didn't do much. God bless you.